The nerve I had touched earlier in Sarah had diminished enough for her to collect her thoughts. "How did you know?" she asked me quietly. "Have you been talking to someone about me?" she said, in part wanting to believe I knew more about her story than I'd let on, and in part knowing she was just like everyone else. She knew the answer. Before I could confirm it, she said, "I got small again, and I still don't understand what happened." She looked around the small shop, as though seeing someone or something I couldn't. "My Harry was Elizabeth," she sighed. "I hired her when the business was only 6 months old. She did everything for me, Elizabeth did. She was absolutely incredible. I don't know what I would have done without her. She did the books. She helped me bake. She cleaned up in the morning and after we closed. She hired my first 3 employees, taught them how to do the various jobs that needed to be done. She was always here when I needed her. And as the business grew over the next 2 years, Elizabeth took on more and more of the responsibility for the business. She worked as hard as I did, and she seemed to love it here, and me. She seemed to love me, too. Goodness knows I loved her. And then, one day, it was a Wednesday, June 10th, I believe, at 7 in the morning, Elizabeth called me and told me she wouldn't be coming in any longer. That she'd taken another job, that you couldn't afford to work for what I was paying her. Just like that. I couldn't believe my ears. I couldn't believe that she meant it. I thought it was a joke. I laughed and said, "Come on, Elizabeth," or something like that. And Elizabeth said she was sorry, and then hung up. Hung up. Just hung up. Well, I stood there and wept, and then I felt fear. A fear I hadn't ever felt before. I felt cold inside. How could this be? I thought to myself. How could someone I thought I knew so well, someone I trusted so much, have suddenly become a stranger? What in the world did this say about me? About my lack of judgment? About the conversations I should have had with Elizabeth but didn't? But the pies needed to be removed from the oven, and the floors needed to be cleaned, and the shop prepared for opening, and so despite the pain I was feeling, the sickness in my stomach, I went to work, and I haven't stopped since. The people she hired left soon afterward. To be honest with you, I never really had a connection with them. They were Elizabeth's people. When I think back now, I see how easy it was for me to do. How easy it was for me to become absorbed by the work rather than the people. And I guess they knew that. Because after Elizabeth left, they all seemed to regard me with suspicion, like I had let her go without telling them or something. If Elizabeth could leave, a woman like that, what did it say about them for staying? At least that's what I believed they were thinking. Who knew? I was too devastated to ask. Since then, I haven't had the heart to hire anyone to replace them. The thought of it is terrifying to me. The thought of bringing strangers into my life like that again feels like a risk I don't want to take. And so I do it all myself. And I know I can't do it much longer. Besides which, what's the point? Sarah sighed deeply and looked across at me. "So there's my comfort zone," she said. "What do I do about it?" "Start all over again, but differently this time," I answered. "It's the only way out of the trap." Most of us have had the experience of being disappointed by someone in whom we have put our trust as a direct result of our indifference or lack of understanding or lack of skill or lack of attention. And most of us learn eventually, if for no other reason than because we realize that we can't be everywhere at once, to trust again. But trust can only take us so far. Trust alone can set us up to repeat those same disappointing experiences, because trust comes from knowing, not from blind faith. And to know, one must understand. And to understand, one must have an intimate awareness of what conditions are truly present, what people know and what they don't, what people do and what they don't, what people want and what they don't, how people do what they do and how people don't, who people are and who they aren't. In short, Sarah trusted Elizabeth blindly. Sarah simply wanted to believe in Elizabeth. It was easier that way, because if Sarah trusted blindly, if she simply left it all up to chance, she wouldn't be forced to do the work she didn't want to do. The work of coming to agreement about what her relationship with Elizabeth was about, what role each of them was there to play, what it meant for Sarah to be an owner and Elizabeth to be her employee, what it meant for Sarah to set out the rules of the game that she was expecting Elizabeth to play. Because Sarah didn't feel comfortable in this new role, this role of the owner, this role of the entrepreneur, this role of a business person, she left everything up to chance. She abdicated her accountability as an owner and took on the role of just another employee. She avoided fully participating in her relationship with Elizabeth and in the process created a dynamic between herself and her employee built on a weak structure. An omission that foretold Elizabeth's inevitable departure and Sarah's inevitable pain. I certainly didn't need to tell Sarah that she had no one to blame but herself. I just needed to find the right way to show her how she could do it differently the next time. The next time, I said, you'll know that your business is destined to grow, and that once it does, your job is going to be significantly different. For now, that's all you need. Small, smaller, smallest. How big is small? One person? 10 people? 60 people? 150 people? To a Fortune 500 company, a Fortune 1000 company is small. To a Fortune 1000 company, a Fortune 3000 company is small. To a 10-person company, a 2-person company is small. The true question is not how small a business should be, but how big. How big can your business naturally become, with the operative word being naturally? Because whatever that size is, any limitation you place on its growth is unnatural, shaped not by the market or by your lack of capital, even though it may play a part, but by your own personal limitations. Your lack of skill, knowledge, and experience, and most of all, passion for growing a healthy, functionally dynamic, extraordinary business.